Welcome to Conversations with Dr. V, the EQ Doctor, where we talk all things emotional intelligence. My name is Dr. V. In this episode, we're talking about mind games, how to play them, and how you can win. In this episode, I'm going to tell you what self-talk is, what it means, and I'm going to share with you some strategies on how to reframe your negative thinking to positive thinking to help boost yourself and prepare you to deal with life's challenges. You know, we often joke to others about talking to ourselves and hoping that no one overhears this really seemingly odd conversation. And most of the time, it's said as a way to deflect from or suggest that we don't have any mental health concerns. There's like this popular meme floating around that says, "Hey, don't mind me. If you see me talking to myself, I'm having a staff meeting or a board meeting or, you know, anything related to that." And the truth is, you could probably find me at the copier any given day talking to myself. But, you know, there is this mental health crisis and there's this epidemic right now and across the world, honestly. But self-talk should be a concern. And we'll go ahead and use the term focus to ease the mind of anyone who can't seem to relinquish the negative connotation and stigma behind the term mental health. I'll probably save that for a completely different episode. Self-talk is important. It's that running monologue that exists in our minds, and most of us are conscious of it. By default, the human mind is prone to negative self-talk, such as "I can't do it" or "no one likes me." And negative self-talk can increase stress levels and lower self-esteem. While positive self-talk can do just the opposite by boosting your confidence and increasing the likelihood of personal and professional success. You may be wondering how you can manage your inner critic in a way that lessens the destructive and dysfunctional path that negative self-talk can take. First, let's create a different narrative for self-talk. Let's choose to focus on self-talk as a way to boost productivity, motivation, and confidence, and also as a way to help regulate emotions. One of the most important foundations to emotional intelligence is self-awareness. And then you move into this whole self-management piece. I mean, who really wouldn't want that? Who doesn't want a way to be able to help regulate your emotions in order to have more positive outcomes in life? Remember that if you want to reap the benefits of positive self-talk, your self-talk needs to be short, precise, and most of all, consistent. The second thing is to speak in positives as opposed to negatives. For example, try telling yourself to stay calm instead of don't get upset. These two phrases mean the same thing, yet their connotations are quite different. Refer to yourself as you instead of I when practicing self-talk. When you choose to think of yourself as another person, it allows you to come from a more objective and useful stance. You're less likely to dive down the rabbit hole of self-criticism. For example, say something like, "Not bad, you just need to focus a little more next time," would be a lot more motivating than "I wasn't focused enough," which is more self-defeating than constructive. I mean, I don't know about you, but I have friends who come to me for advice, friends who just want me to lend them a listening ear. And it's a lot easier to give them really awesome advice and pep talks as them. Like I'm saying you. It's really hard when you have to talk to yourself as I. To make self-talk more effective, consider developing and applying effective self-talk routines that you can practice and use consistently by using some of the following strategies. The first one is positive affirmations. You've probably seen affirmations everywhere. I mean, if you follow me on social media anywhere, a default to happy, you're probably going to see an affirmation thrown in somewhere. It's all the rage, but the truth is that it works. It's saying to yourself all the things that you know you are, that you believe, and choosing to abide by those things. Create positive scripts for yourself, like literally a script. What is it that you need to tell yourself so that you believe in yourself? Replace negative influences with positive ones. Listen, guys, I'm not just talking about people. A lot of us recognize when we have negative human interactions in our life, right? But I'm also talking about what it is that you consume, whether it be food, alcohol, drugs, whether it be what you're watching and you're consuming, what you're reading and you're consuming. Replace those negative influences with positive ones. Confront your fears and challenges. One of the hardest things to do in life is to stand up and face the things that you're scared of. Past demons are still demons for a reason. They're really tough to overcome. Focus on and be mindful of enjoyable moments. You know, all life really is a series of moments. And I probably didn't realize that until I was faced with near death. And then it became pretty apparent to me that I needed to live in the moment. And now you can't tell me anything different. Choose an accountability partner. It might be a friend. It might be a family member. It might be someone who's simply going through the same thing that you're going through and that you can relate to. And maybe it's a professional. Maybe it's a coach. Maybe it's a therapist. But choose someone that can help hold you accountable. By engaging in positive self-talk, you'll enhance your experiences and see improvements in the quality of your life. Some of the rewards from positive self-talk are increased happiness, peace, and joy. And best of all, you're going to feel empowered. With this new change in energy, you're most likely to reach your highest potential and make forward movement towards your success goals. Now, I know I talked quite a bit about self-talk and all these benefits, but the truth is you may still be wondering, how do you actually apply that to your life in a particular situation? So what I want you to do now is to think about a situation that recently or even consistently generates negative self-talk in you. You're going to write down the facts of this event as they occurred when you began the negative monologue. You know, when you start talking to yourself and telling yourself all these really crappy things. Be sure to include only the facts, not subjective impressions, conjectures, or judgments. Write down your negative self-talk about the event. This means state all of those subjective impressions, all the conjectures, assumptions, your worries, predictions, judgments, and beliefs. The next thing you want to do is focus on your emotional response. Write a clear one or two word label such as depressed, felt incompetent, afraid, anything of the sort. And then reframe the negative situation. Identify the statement that you want to reframe. Let's look at that a little bit closer. So I'm going to give you an example. An example statement that you may want to reframe is something like, it's not fair that I have to deal with this problem. Problem's pretty general and generic, right? So feel free to insert whatever your specific problem or issue or challenge is where I say problem. So again, it's not fair that I have to deal with this blank. All right, let's look at this. My first question to you is there rational support for this idea? Since everything is as it should be given the chain of cause and effect, the answer is most likely no. The problem must be faced and endured because it happened. And it happened because the conditions were necessary to make it happen. Number two, what evidence exists for the falseness of this idea? There are no universal laws that protect us from pain, problems, or suffering, you guys. Therefore, we can experience these things when the conditions exist. Number three, is there evidence of truth of this idea? No. My suffering is in part due to my negative self-talk and my perspective of the event. Notice I said in part due, not completely, but in part. I have convinced myself that I should be unhappy due to my circumstance. Number four, what is the worst thing that could happen to me if what I want to happen doesn't happen, or if my worst fear comes true? Well, I could be deprived of my current luxuries, pleasures, or privileges that I'm currently enjoying while I deal with this problem. I might feel inconvenienced. I might never solve the problem independently, so I may need to seek help. A lot of us don't want to ask for help. Listen, I'm one of those people. I may have to suffer the consequences of this, or others might not approve of how I'm behaving or handling the problem. Number five, what good things might happen to me if what I want to happen doesn't happen, or if my worst fears come true? Well, I might learn to manage my frustrations better. I might strengthen my coping skills. I might become more responsible. And number six, substitute alternative self-talk. Now that you've chosen to reframe the situation and examine the negative self-talk while comparing it to rational thinking and response, you can accept painful situations when they occur. You learn that facing the problem is more adaptive than resentment or running away from the situation. And you learn that you feel what you think. So I'm going to end with this really gentle reminder. The war against negative self-talk is a real one. However, when faced head on and when you actively participate in reframing and refocusing your thinking, it can become a less frequent occurrence and, at the very least, one that you can manage to talk yourself through. Thank you so much for joining me in this EQ space and for listening to another episode of Conversations with Dr. V, the EQ Doctor. In between episodes, you can catch me on social media at Default to Happy, except for Twitter, where it's at Hello Dr. V. You can also visit my website at www.defaulttohappy.com. Until next time, be well.